Hi, I'm Bob Masalgo, welcoming you to this in-studio session. I'm pleased to be joined in our Charlottesville studios by Ramona Martinez and her band, The Holy Smokes. They've got a new album called Ramona and the Holy Smokes. It'll be available in late September on the 26th. She has music now on all major streaming services. There are two release parties coming up for this new album, the 26th at the Get Tight Lounge in Richmond. And then on the 27th, it'll be at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall in Charlottesville. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Bob, for having us. So happy to be here. It's our first time on WNRN.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. Thanks for making that long journey across town.
Yeah, it's 8 minutes from my house, so tough.
Well, it's good to have you in here. Why don't we start things off with a song?
Sounds great. This is a song that's going to be on our album coming out. This is called A Thousand Little Heartbreaks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. Gotten from you, it makes me feel so tender, it makes me feel so blue. Every disappointment makes me say I'm through. A thousand little reasons I can't stop. Say goodbye, but when you hurt me, darling, it makes me wanna cry. A knot around your finger that no one can untie. A thousand little heartbreaks, the love that send me flying, then fall into the floor. And every time it gets me, but I've been here before. A thousand little heartbreaks, a thousand heartbreaks more.
Ramona and the Holy Smokes, live in studio on WNRN in our Charlottesville studios, a song from their new self-titled album. It's coming out on Friday, and they're also playing a release party on Friday night at the Get Tight Lounge in Richmond. And then Saturday, they come home for a release party at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall in Charlottesville. Great song. Thanks for giving it
Thank
to
you.
Us.
Thank you.
So I really like the fact that you guys are so Commonwealth-focused, Commonwealth music. You've got a Commonwealth producer on the album. You recorded it in Richmond. How did those connections come about, the connection to Space Bomb Records and also to Kai Krogetti to produce the album?
We are very fortunate to have a gentleman named Kyle on Kilduff in the band on electric guitar, and he has been playing music in this area for 20 years probably, right, Kyle? And he's very good friends with Kai Krogetti, who's been a little bit of a godfather to me in the sense of helping advise me on how to treat the band as a business, really, like, to take it seriously and all the tax stuff and everything. And so he's been a trusted part of the band since the beginning. And so when we thought about bringing someone in to produce the album, he was an easy choice for someone who understood who we were and also understood... we trust him as a musician, and he was a good steadying presence in the studio. And yes, Space Bomb was, I'm not sure if it was his recommendation or what, I think it was, but the engineer we work with there, Alex DeJong, is a genius, and there's nowhere else we'd rather record. We're so comfortable there. And we're also just so proud to be, as you said, a Virginia band. We are who we are because of our fans here as well, and I think it's really cool to be playing honky-tonk music in Virginia without necessarily being like from Nashville or from Austin or whatever. This is our own homegrown sound. So,
which brings up the next question. How did you get into this style of music and music in general?
Yeah, well, let's see. I actually grew up listening to everything but country until I was an adult. And then I started working at WMU's Bluegrass Country. I got really into bluegrass first and then hosted a show where I played all kinds of roots music, including country western, and just got a very deep and wide education in it. And then when I started writing songs back in 2021, they came out country. It wasn't planned. It was just I was writing very simple songs with simple chords about heartbreak and things like that. And I joke on stage always that if you get your heart broken so many times, you're legally obligated to become a country singer. So that's what happened to me.
The holy smokes are looking a little anxious here. Let's hear another song.
Yes, absolutely. Goodbye and good riddance. It's a little breakup waltz for you. Ready?
Goodbye and good riddance to you. Don't go thinking you'll leave me blue. It doesn't matter what you say or do. You got a story. Well, I got one too. Goodbye and good riddance. It does.
We've got Commonwealth Music live in studio in Charlottesville on WNRN with Ramona and the Holy Smokes. Their debut album, the self-titled one, is coming out on Friday the 26th, the same day that they've got a release party scheduled for Richmond's Get Tight Lounge. And then the next day, the 27th, they'll be at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall in Charlottesville to do it all over again. Great tune. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
These guys sound great. Your backing band. I understand you all got together in 2022.
That's right.
But the band had been together before that. What's the backstory on that?
Well, these boys, I believe, had been playing for about 2 years prior to meeting me in a band called John Shaughnessy and the Accommodation, which is no longer active. John runs a Bell restaurant here in town, and he got very busy, so now I get the boys all to myself. And we've been playing together this particular lineup for about 2.5 years, and we like to describe ourselves as five fingers on a honky-tonk fist, because when you play hundreds of shows like we have, there's a special magic, of course, that ends up as a result of that, so I feel very fortunate.
You guys have the best slogans. I really like that.
Thanks!
Let's put some names and instruments together in the band. Let's
yes,
go around
absolutely.
The room.
So on pedal steel, we have the professor, Dr. Brooks Hefner, an English professor at JMU, and a great pedal steel player. He was the first member of the band, so, and we also play a lot of duo shows together. Kyle Lawton-Kilduff on electric guitar. Kyle originally started on bass, but now we get to enjoy his wonderful Telecaster playing, and he's the right-hand man in the band. Definitely couldn't get as far as we have without his help and his organizational prowess. Behind me is Mr. Porter Brawley on drums. Certainly one of the funniest people I've ever met, and almost on Jeopardy once, knows a lot of things about a lot of things. I think he was a classics major. And then Mr. Jay Oipron on bass behind me. We call him the Dough Daddy. He is a baker extraordinaire, also a potter, and says the most hilarious things that you think are just ditzy but are actually brilliant, timing-wise. Anyway, so that's the band.
That sounds really good. Let's hear another song.
Okay, ready, guys?
Yep.
Hello, stranger, it's nice to meet you. My name's Ramona, and this here's my band. Well, do you wanna spend our lives together? Well, I want you to be my man. Take you to the movies and in the darkness, hold your hand. I want to be that someone who loves you. Well, I want you to be my man. I want to kiss you every morning and make you bacon in the frying pan. I tell you, sweet.
Commonwealth Music live in studio on WNRN. We're in our Charlottesville studios with Ramona and the Holy Smokes Band out of Charlottesville. Their debut full-length album is coming out on Friday called Ramona and the Holy Smokes. They've also got an album release party coming up that same night, the 26th at Get Tight Lounge in Richmond, and also on the 27th at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall in Charlottesville. What a great tune. Thanks.
Thank you.
You've got a busy schedule coming up. How do people find out about where you're going to be?
Well, they can get information about our dates and more information about us and the album at RamonaandTheHolySmokes.com. We're also on Instagram and Facebook and TikTok, all under that same name, Ramona and the Holy Smokes.
Oh,
and
really?
That's R-A-M-O-N-A.
Okay, get that right. R-A-M-O-N-A.
You'd be surprised.
I can imagine. Really appreciate you all coming in today and playing this music for us. Good luck with the new album.
Thanks for being here.
Thank
you so much.
This has been an in-studio session on WNRN. I'm Bob Masago. Thanks for listening.